This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, Delimitation Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill. The three bills are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. Taking part in the discussion, leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is not a women's reservation bill and it has nothing to do with the empowerment of women. He claimed that this is an attempt to change the electoral map by bringing these bills into the parliament. Mr. Gandhi alleged that it will deprive Dalits and OBCs of the rightful place in society. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla objected to the leader of the opposition's remarks, which used a magician's analogy while speaking on the bill and asked him to focus on the legislation. Responding to Mr. Gandhi's speech in the House, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh condemned Congress MP's attack on Prime Minister Narendra Modi, demanding an apology and calling for the expunging of such remarks from his speech. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju also condemned Rahul Gandhi, termed his remarks unparliamentary and asked him to speak on the bill in accordance with the rules of procedure. Participating in the discussion, Union Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy said that women's reservation should not be viewed as a favour, but as a rightful recognition for the contribution to society. DMK MP K. Kanimori also opposed the bills, saying it is shocking that the centre notified the women's reservation law passed in 2023 last night. Supporting the three bills introduced by the government in the lower house, Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, women are not just participants in the development journey of the country, but also the key decision makers in shaping the nation's future. The minister condemned the unparliamentary words used by the leader of the opposition, Rahul Gandhi, during his speech. YSRCP MP PV Midun Reddy said his party has always advocated for the empowerment of women. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee, TDP MP Lavushri Krishna Devarayalu, Dimple Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Harsimrat Kaur Badal of Shiromani Akali Dal participated in the debate on the bill. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged all members of parliament to support the amendment to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the eyes of the country's millions of women are upon the parliament, its intentions and its decisions. He also urged all political parties to vote in favour of women's reservation. The Prime Minister said that a discussion is underway in parliament on amending the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The 106th Constitutional Amendment Act 2023 Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam has come into force since yesterday. The parliament passed the act in 2023, marking a historic milestone in its national journey to foster equitable representation of women in public life at all levels of the federal structure. This landmark legislation rotationally reserves one-third of all seats for women in the Lok Sabha and in all state legislative assemblies, including Legislative Assembly of National Capital Territory of Delhi. The government today said that domestic LPG supply remains stable across the country despite disruptions triggered by the ongoing West Asia crisis. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said LPG supply continues to remain normal with no dryouts reported at distributorships nationwide. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Port Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said the ministry is continuously coordinating with the Ministry of External Affairs, Indian Missions and Maritime Stakeholders to ensure the welfare of seafarers and uninterrupted maritime operations. In Jharkhand, four Maoists were killed in a gunfight with security forces in the Piprawar-Keredari border area of Hazaribagh district today. Among those killed was Maoist sub-zonal commander Sahadev Mahato, who carried a reward of 15 lakh rupees. The joint operation by the Cobra Battalion and district police also led to the recovery of large cache of weapons, ammunition and Maoist materials from the site. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended today's session at 0.65% higher. The Sensex soared 505 points to close at 78,494, while the Nifty advanced 157 points to settle at 24,354. And that is the end of this news bulletin.